and millions of Americans closely, of course, watching these developments politically tonight, whether they are out of work or simply feeling the financial strain of this pandemic. Many Americans say the amount of that stimulus check is just critical to their livelihood. News Nation correspondent Brian Netton live in Miami tonight with more on the real human toll of what is playing out politically. Brian, good evening.
Good evening, Rob. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting that people are following what is happening in Congress right now so closely. They are tracking the stimulus bill on their phones and on TV, and so many of the people we spoke to are frustrated and just disappointed in the process. It's warm and gorgeous as ever in Miami from a distance, but like every American city, the working class is hurting and waiting for help. Just look at this line of people who are waiting for free food Monday. People like Susie Insignaris, who waited for an hour for this crate of chicken and fresh vegetables.
Well, I lost my job in October, so I really need it. Very bad, yes.
Susie needs the food, but also cash to pay overdue bills.
Would $600 help?
No, not at all. Does it even cover the rent? Does it even cover the rent?
Despite being desperate, most people we talked to in this line were almost insulted by a $600 stimulus payment.
Is $600 enough?
No, that's nothing. They could keep it. It's nothing. That cannot even pay a light bill. $600 cannot pay a light bill. Needed to buy food for four children and a husband and a wife. What $600 could do for nothing. They can keep it. Keep $600.
Others, like Wendy Smith, who has been laid off twice, had a different attitude.
I'll take anything. I think that's fair, because we already had a stimulus check. So it's nice to get anything. I appreciate anything.
Down the street at the Miami-Dade bus depot, Allison Simpson is out looking for a job.
How badly do you need the money right now?
Very bad. I'm broke.
What do you think about Congress taking so long, disagreements with the president, when people like you need the money so badly?
Congress.
What are you saying over here, ma'am?
I said Congress is the piss. I can't stand them. They need to release this money. It's people that really need it for real. It's a lot of less fortunate people out here. People really need the money.
Miami-Dade County made riding the bus free because so many jobless people couldn't even afford a bus ticket. I got on the bus and met Magalina Gacheva, who is working as a bartender and waitress.
How much less money are you making, would you say, because of COVID?
Actually, say numbers, let's say three times less than usual.
Three times less?
Yes.
Do you think $600 would make a difference?
It would be not a very significant difference, but it will make a slightly one, but it will, yes.
And so many of the people that we spoke to, they have a lot of pride because they had good jobs, they owned small businesses, and frankly, they say they just feel insulted by a $600 stimulus payment. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.